The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds
different. Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious contenders.
How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown.
Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the WrestleCast. This is episode 134 of the WrestleCast. This is Samuel Colunga, and with me is Mr. Don De Laurenti.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to the WrestleCast.
And also joining us from the deep end over there is Miss Dee Dee Janay.
Hey, Brian.
So, how's it been, guys? How's it been? It's been a minute.
It's been a good minute. It's been fun. I'm going well. You know, just watching some Raws and some SmackDowns.
Oh, I don't envy you.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you haven't missed your 20-minute boring promos.
Oh, no. No, yeah. That's we actually got some of that today on this episode of Raw. So actually, it was the whole thing took about 18 minutes, so we were actually close to 20.
Recently, they had been shaving them down a little bit. I guess They knew that you were maybe coming back this week, so they were like, hey, we got to get back to the program.
Yeah, they just wanted to stick it to me one more time. Right. Okay, so in news, we have Io Shirai, one of the stars of Japan's Stardom promotion, has accepted WWE's offer to join the company. And she's one of the top wrestlers in Japan, top female women wrestlers in Japan in Stardom promotion. She had attended the Performance Center back in March for a tryout. And this would pretty much be a big knock to Stardom, only because like they're really going to be hurting for talent if she leaves. Especially because Kairi Hojo, another big name over there, also left.
Right. And they're both going to probably be in the women's tournament, right?
More likely, yeah. That might have been why Ember Moon didn't win the title, because they're saving it for Io Shirai versus Asuka. Who knows?
Maybe.
Because like I was the one that said that like if Ember Moon doesn't win, that means Io Shirai is coming. So we'll see what happens there. Good luck to her. So Don, Pretty Boy Doug Summers has passed away at the age of 65. He was partners with Buddy Rose, right?
That's right.
Managed by Sherry Martel.
Yep, back in the AWA days, they were real instrumental in getting the Rockers over when they were just up and comers. One of their first Big Time feuds were with Doug Summers and Buddy Rose. Actually, Shawn Michaels' like first big time singles match was against Doug Summers.
Huh, interesting.
Okay.
So, Jim Ross is going to call the UK title match at TakeOver Chicago. So that'll be great.
Slobber knockers.
Yeah. So we're going to see that.
And by God.
by God, Nigel.
I swear, okay. That's this Tyler Bate kid. He's a blue chipper.
That submission hold had a family.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool, man. Jim Ross back on WWE TV. He did a good job at WrestleMania calling Undertaker Roman Reigns. So anytime Jim Ross can be on WWE, it's a plus.
Right. He was doing NXT before he left, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he had done it on NXT. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yep.
So, so that's going to happen. So, looking forward to that. Probably not going to – I don't really know much about what's going to happen at TakeOver. I know Roderick Strong's going to wrestle Bobby or who?
No, Eric Young. We're going to run down the card later in the show. Okay. So, all informed by the end of the show.
So, what did y'all think of the – obviously, you've heard of the Randy Orton Twitter beef with the indie world. What did y'all think of that?
He should have did a dive on SmackDown. It would have been the greatest stroll ever.
Right. So for those that don't know, Randy Orton was having a few drinks in Denmark and started major beef on Twitter with wrestlers on the independent scene. Most notably, I think Ricochet, I think he started talking shit. I don't know. So,
Orton, it was Bubba Ray, and it was something that Rip Roberts
Retweeted something. Every indie match now, handshake, drawn out, move exchange, this is awesome chance, strike exchange, dive, no sell, indie strong style dive, more strikes, no sells, dive, flippy floppy sequence, dive, hit everyone with each other's finisher, and Humpty Dumpty, we all fall down, and then more stuff, and then he just goes in on indie wrestling. So,
And he's not really telling the truth. He's actually kind of factual. It's just that Randy Orton just went and took it to a whole nother space.
Yeah, he just kind of he took it overboard. Yeah.
And then, his apology to Bubba Ray was just like, oh.
I'm diving into my bank account or whatever.
Right. I just made
flipping it. Yeah.
I'm here on SmackDown. We just toured Europe. We just made $5 million this week. And, so I'm sorry if I upset y'all. And so I'm going to just go ahead and dive over here and have a few more drinks. I'm just going to flip into my bank account.
Okay, I forgot it right here. I will go dive back into my 13th title run and get ready to flip when my bank statement comes this month.
Right. Randall, all lives matter, Orton, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. So, Dee, what did you think of this?
Of what?
Never mind.
Y'all talking about Randy Orton still or no?
Yeah, yes. Boy Randall.
I don't really care about anything All Lives Orton does. It's just like, oh, look, I say ask that thing. It's expected at this point.
Did you see Goldust tweet?
I saw that picture.
And me watching Randy Orton's Twitter feed.
Sipping that good Kermit tea.
God. So that happened. So I don't know. Because, him and Bubba, they had beef from back in the day. And, when they were saying that, Bubba was, pretty much addicted to everyone back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know about that part? Yeah, back when Randy was coming up in OVW, Bubba was a complete ass.
Oh, okay. I thought this was, once they were on the main roster together. I was like, because, Randy Orton has that same reputation.
Right. Okay, let's see. So, are you ready for some Raw?
Well, just throw out some quick Japan news right quick. Tanahashi is out with a torn bicep. They don't know if it's a full or partial right now. Now he's just taking off to the Super Juniors, so we don't know if he's going to miss Dominion, where he's scheduled to go against our boy Naito for the Intercontinental title. And it was announced today that on special, the first day on July 1st, which is a Friday, will be broadcast live on Access. So if you get a chance, you guys can get your first taste of New Japan, as they'll be having a live show, evangelist broadcast on Access, called by Jim Rawson.
All right. Monday Night Raw, May 15th, 2017. From, where were they from?
Newark, New Jersey, sir.
Yeah, Newark, New Jersey. Kurt Angle comes down in the Code of War in 20-minute promo. He talks about how Braun suffered an injury, and now we have to wait. Now we have to have a fatal five-way. He lists the participants: Joey Samoa, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, and the big dog Roman Reigns. Roman comes down and wants to know why they need to have the match, since he should be number one contender after defeating Undertaker and Braun Strowman. Finn comes down too. Heck, eventually they all come down. A brawl breaks out. Shenanigans occur. Roman clears the ring. Finn does a dive, and then gets into it with Roman, and that was pretty much the end of that. Backstage, Kurt Angle makes a bunch of matches between the Fatal 5-Way participants for tonight. Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. During the match, Cesaro gets on the apron. Matt knocks him off, but then Sheamus bro kicks him off the apron. While Sheamus is distracted.
There's that word.
Hold on. We're getting there. Jeff hits the Twist of Fate, does a swanton, gets the victory, and I believe this is our first distraction finish.
Yes. The new the game is basically, if the word distraction is in any of your, then we take a drink.
Oh, okay.
You don't even have to wait for the finish anymore.
How convenient, yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay, Alicia Fox versus Sasha Banks. Alicia Fox does one hell of a Northern Lights suplex, by the way.
Yeah, she does. Classic Materia is waiting to get Northern Lights suplex, bro.
I think her height adds to it. I think if she was short, it wouldn't look as effective.
It's because she's got long legs and she gets that good bridge because she does it.
We need Classic in here to describe her long legs.
I know Classic was jealous at the end of this.
So this match is happening because Alicia Fox had her shoulder up during the match last week.
And Noam Dar brought that to everybody's attention. Good for him. That's a good boyfriend.
Right. Goals, right? Hashtag goals.
Yeah, he got his woman's back.
Yeah. Right. Throughout the match, the commentary keeps bringing up how Sasha was great at one point. Booker T even says that they used to call her the boss. She was the flavor of the month. So are they done giving her a run, or is this some kind of weird way to turn her heel?
Well, I don't know. They've been kind of teasing the slow turn. Like, she looks like she was going to do it a couple of times, but she got interrupted a few times. So I don't know. I guess they're just going to go through the, you know, Sasha's in a slump type deal, I guess.
See, like, I would say that they were turning her heel, but then Alexa's the champ, not Bayley. If Bayley was a champ, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I see it. So I don't know.
Yeah, it looked like they were that way, and then they had the shake up, and then everything just got all messed up.
So, Alicia hit the X. She looked like she could have decapitated Sasha. Like her head should have been in the third row.
Every time she does this move, it looks like she decapitates whoever she gives it.
Like, my God, this. How has she not hurt anybody? Like, I know one time she did it. One time, and she did a leg drop one time, and her leg landed across Nettie's face, mm-hmm. and it looked like it really hurt. And like Nettie got up and gave her a pretty good receipt.
DD, can we have a fashion cast moment? Have you seen Noam Dar's hair?
Hair? Yeah. What does it look like? Yes.
Looks like he's got a toupee on.
Does he? Do you think he's prematurely balding?
I think so. It's something to behold. You need to go out of your way to kind of see him. You'll see him on Sunday, I guess. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going on about his outfit that he wears sometimes. It looks like if any history buffs are out there, he looks like Tsar Nicholas III or the second, or which one? Tsar Nicholas. Yeah, he looks. Yeah, look up Tsar Nicholas. He looks. Yeah, the jacket he wears looks like something that he will put on.
Okay. Yeah. So just you guys let us know what you think if Noam Dar is out here wearing men's hair weave.
Now, do you see Noam Dar in the future wearing the romp him?
The romp him?
Okay, so here's the thing. I am a fan of the romp hims.
Is that just
I feel some type of way about calling them romp hims. They're really just crop jumpsuits.
Is that just a glorified sort set?
Yeah, it's or that or like an Air Force flight suit cut off at the knees.
It looks like shorts with like a shirt tucked in.
But it's a onesie.
I know, but that's what it looks like when I see it. It's like someone just took their shirt.
Cute. It's cute. It's nice. It's patterned. You can let the thigh meets out for a breeze. I don't see what's the problem.
I think it's the name that gets people.
Well, romp him is awful. Full stop. It's just an awful name. But I feel like every man should have a romp him. I don't know about the convenience aspect of, you know, one pieces and using the bathroom. But hey, women deal with it. Y'all can deal with it too. I think it's a good look. And yes, I can see Noam in like a I'd say like a salmon colored one.
A salmon colored
one. Yeah. I envision that for him.
He's going to bring us romp hims for WrestleMania.
Maybe SummerSlam. Effective summer colorway.
No, I thought we were heading out to New Orleans for the.
Oh, us. Are you gonna wear? Yeah. Are you gonna wear a romp him in New Orleans?
If you bring me one, I will wear one.
I'm not gonna bring you one because that means I would have to abort you one, and I don't have any money. But we can work on it.
that's fine. Never mind.
Oh, no, I'm sad.
Okay, so The Miz versus Dean Ambrose. This crowd is pro Miz. He hits the skull crushing finale at one point and goes for the pin, and the crowd just went wild. So, what is this like? Are people just getting sick of Dean Ambrose, or is this crowd just a bunch of assholes?
No, C, your first answer, sir. Dean Ambrose has fallen out of favor on here on the WrestleCast.
I've been saying that for months, though.
We've had like three guests in a row, and everybody was like, "I just want the belt off Dean Ambrose."
So, at one point, Miz uses Maurice as a shield, and Dean tries to dive onto Miz on the outside. Dean does it anyway. Maurice gets out of the way. Maurice tries for a distraction, but Ambrose catches Miz trying to low blow him, and instead he kicks Miz in the balls in front of the referee. Dean retains the title, and the crowd is not happy. Mm-mm. So the backstage robot goes to interview Finn Balor. Are you ready to step into the big dog's yard? What? And of course, Finn has to give that corporate stupid line, "This may be Roman's yard, but this is my universe." What am I watching? Okay, Don. Mascarilla Sagrada comes down to the ring.
What? Don't you ever disrespect.
There's no proof to this. I've never seen them in the same room.
Don't you ever, ever, ever disrespect Alexa Bliss like that again.
Now the crowd wants her. She says, if you're a failure, say what? I thought that was funny. They didn't get them to stop them. They kept on going.
And then they still said what? And I was like, y'all are dumb.
She called Newark the, what, sweat gland of America?
Oh, yeah. Sweat gland. Bailey comes down to pick a fight. She says she's invoking her rematch, which I think she means her rematch clause. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. So they talk about extreme rules. Alexa brings up extreme pogo sticking, making reference to a photo of young Bailey wearing a Team Extreme shirt and holding up a pogo stick. I tweeted this out. Did y'all see that?
I did see that, sir.
Yeah. And, Bailey,
young Littlefoot had on the like Hardy Boy shirt in like 2000, like Inception, like.
Yeah, that was weird. That was strange. Like how that shirt has survived all this time. So Bailey shows. So Bailey gets mad and she shoves Alexa down and drop kicks her. Alexa retaliates. Looks under the ring again, and it looks like me and Don mentioned earlier. It looks like someone just like pushed the candlestick out from under the ring. And she grabbed the candlestick. The candlestick is bigger than her, Don.
Taller than her, maybe. But she proceeded to not smoke from Bailey's ass with one shot.
Yeah, she whacks Bailey with it, and half this crowd said one more time.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? But I thought it was great that she only hit her once because it was effective. It wasn't overboard.
No, they're saving that for the pay-per-view. So what do we learn from this? We learned that if you're going to start a fight, don't get your ass kicked. So I'm looking forward to that.
And that don't you ever disrespect Alexa Bliss by calling her Masquerita Sagrada again. That's what we
I'm saying, hey, there's no definitive proof that she's not. But they're the same size.
Coming back your first day, back on the job, you getting the heat with me.
You didn't see when I tweeted out pictures, comparison pictures? I'm telling you.
No, I missed those. I'm glad I missed those.
I know Quintessential Art saw him. No, I think it was Maurice. Somebody saw him and was like, sir. Okay, so Kurt Angle is backstage. Miz interrupts. He complains about what transpired earlier. He calls Dean a menace. Kurt Angle says he is correct, and he will get another match at Extreme Rules. Miz asks for a title match with Quebec Rules, which means you can lose a title on disqualification. He didn't actually ask for that, but that is what it is. Marie yells at Kurt in French and says, you have no idea what you're actually doing. At which Kurt responds, je suis freaking gold medalist, which means I am a freaking gold medalist. I don't know if y'all caught that or not.
I didn't know what she said, but I know what he said.
Yeah, that was funny. And then it was funny. Fucking goddamn Drifter drifts by.
Hey, man, the Drifter's over.
Yeah, over there. Go over there. So they're calling him TJP. So they're calling him TJP now. He's no longer Perkins.
Yeah, he's healed now. He's got to be something different.
So does Vince McMahon like hate the name Perkins? Did he eat at Perkins restaurant and you give him gas? And he's like, I hate the name Perkins.
Well, I guess the TJP makes it more aligned with the heel.
Okay, so is he like a snot-nosed punk now or something?
No, he's still coming out to the video game stuff. He hasn't quite transformed into like Wario like we want him to, but maybe okay. So
is his gimmick still that he likes video games?
Yes. Well, not as much so blatant, but yeah, his entrance is still to video games.
Now, Didi, is your gimmick still the same?
It is still that I am a grown-ass woman, yeah.
All right, cool. So TJP hits Gallagher off a distraction and then does a detonation kick for the victory. Distraction finish. Everybody have a drink.
Yes. Man, Raw is really, really, really doing this. Mm-hmm. Man, that's like three distraction finishes already.
I
need another drink here when it comes to the rest of SmackDown comes up.
So Bailey is backstage crying after starting a fight and getting her ass kicked. I'm going to keep mentioning this because that happened. You don't start a fight with somebody and get rocked. It's not what you do. It's not how you play the game. So she tells Kurt that she's ready to get extreme. Kurt makes a candlestick on a pool match. And I'm guessing Vince Russo is lurking around somewhere.
That's the type of shit that put WCW out of business.
Right. So, yeah. Well, I mean, like, they had him in WWF, too. They had a nightstick match. Or, like, they had a nightstick on a pole, and then Boss Man or Nails had to wrestle over it. So they were doing this before Russo. But, yeah, it is a Russo thing. So what are your thoughts on this coming match at Extreme Rules?
And that's it.
Hmm? Was it done?
Oh, I said, I hope Alexa
wins.
Yes, of course. By like a big margin, DDTs her and then hits her with the kendo stick.
Don's not a hugger.
I can't co-sign this, not in Trump's America, but you know, you stick with your short Caucasian.
Her best friend.
She has minority friends.
Oh, yeah, she's
not racist.
Best friend Simone. That's what we're gonna do. That's great.
But her second best friend is also Ember Bay. So she actually might be on the up and up, not just one for show. She actually's got like a few to like, you know. So I don't know. She may not be
ethnic as my best friend. Ooh, I'm down.
So far, I will say this. She's not problematic, unlike Charlotte Flair.
Well, that is something.
I think I'm going to come out on the right side of things if I stick with Alexa. Mm.
What's Alexa's real name?
Alexis.
Oh, well, that's pretty good. See, ever since I found out Charlotte's real name was Ashley, it's like, you're problematic.
Did you see that time that like Nia tweeted to Alexa? She says, hey, Alexa, remember that time that your parents... No, remember that time the doctor told your parents you're going to be, like, over 6 feet tall? You sure showed them. Okay, so Golden Truth segment. I don't want to do those. We're going to move on.
This backstage promo, man. He's telling Truth not to worry, man, that it was all right, even though they lost last week, that he was still proud of him. He's his homeboy.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that lovely recap.
Hey man, okay, so what sleep though is here for the Golden Truth?
Nah. Okay, so Roman Reigns versus Finn Balor. Power versus speed and stuff happens. Let's see here. No, okay, of course Roman Reigns gets the victory. Of course. What else? So Roman Reigns defeats Finn Balor at 4:30 with the he cuts off the double stomp and spears him for the win. So 50-50 booking, 1-1. Good job.
Did you just skip like straight to the main event? Oh no, you skipped to Roman versus Finn. All right, my bad.
Okay, so Bray Wyatt cuts a spooky promo. Rollins cuts a spooky. No wait, he just cuts a promo. Wyatt later tonight. Golden Truth versus Anderson and Gallows never actually happened because Goldust turns heel and attacks Truth during the intro. Goldust beats his ass and tosses him to the floor. Goldust still stands tall and tells Truth that's what's up, likely setting up an extreme. Why is it that the R-Truth is always the one to get his ass kicked? Like when Awesome Truth broke up, same thing. Miz just whooped him.
I mean, he's a sympathetic figure because I mean everybody likes to do the sing along with R-Truth, and you catch him when he's vulnerable during the what's up. And there, you know, everybody pops for the what's up. Then Goldust just like, you know, dang. I'm telling you, man, it's what sleep though. She spurred this on ever since she'd been on the show and was like, you know, who needs to get a chance? Ghost. He's been.
Well, I would like to see one more run before he hangs it up for good. So, all right. So Enzo and Cass come out and do their thing. Apollo Crews and Titus O'Neil arrive with O'Neil riffing on Enzo's deal. O'Neil then says after Crews beats Enzo, they can join up with him. Cass then says O'Neil is facing him tonight. O'Neil refuses because he's wearing over $4,000 in clothes and shoes. Cass says the match is happening and calls him soft. Or does he call him S-A-W-F-T?
Same thing.
Oh, like, did he do that whole thing, or did he just call himself?
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, he did the same thing, yeah.
All right. Okay, so Test versus, the cast versus Titus O'Neil.
You know what? That was disrespectful.
Hey, Test dated Stephanie McMahon, come on.
And what does that mean?
So O'Neil attacks him at the belt, takes off his jacket, and beats on Cass in the corner. He teaches whipping Cass with his belt, eats a big boot, and loses. Enzo steals O'Neil's phone to take a selfie, so Cruz slays him out with a jumping enziguri. Big cast of East Titus O'Neil, a minute and 20 via pin. Not much happened there.
And put my whole house laughing at Enzo catching an enziguri because it caught me off guard. I didn't think Apollo had it in him.
Right, okay, so TJP versus Austin Aries tomorrow on 205 Live, so you got that to look forward to. Seth Rollins versus Bray Wyatt. Stuff match happens. Seth Rollins. Okay. Let's see. All right. So what happened? Rollins hits a super kick and a Falcon Arrow for a two. Rollins up top, but Wyatt rolls to the floor and Rollins hits the high cross to the floor. Joey Samoa then arrives and attacks Rollins for the disqualification. Seth Rollins defeats Bray Wyatt 15:30 via DQ. That ending though, like it was a good long 15-minute match and they just meh.
Well, you gotta save something for a pay per view eventually. can't just have everything.
I'm not sure anybody's watching. I don't know. So Joe beats down Rollins, goes face to face with Wyatt, and they lay the boots to Rollins. But Wyatt hits the Sister Abigail to lay out Joey Samoa, and then Rollins stands tall.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rollins too stands tall. Okay. Don, you should see this. You should see this gif of Alexa Bliss doing her little dance here. I'll tweet it to you.
That was really cool to kind of see Bray Wyatt give Samoa Joe the Sister Abigail out of the blue like that. Go on there between those two.
Don Dorante, send. Okay, there you go.
Oh, here we go. That was fast. Technology.
21st century.
Yes. So, what'd you think about the show? Since you're here, we're back on the Sour Patches. So,
no, it was just horrible.
It's not even a number worthy.
Yeah, minus negative 5 stars.
Okay. Samuel Galuga scale, ladies and gentlemen, is back.
Didi, what did you think of the show?
I don't really remember it.
Oh, God, of course not.
Were you drinking again?
No, I wasn't. I didn't have anything to mix my alcohol with, so I was sober. I was watching other things partially.
Oh, yeah, because it was a big week this Monday. We're coming down to some of the end of the season.
Yeah, I saw some of the Mona stuff, and, you know, it wasn't really keeping my interest, so yeah.
Was it SmackDown or was it Raw that went up against like a big NBA game?
SmackDown. Might have been Raw too, but definitely SmackDown.
Can you tell me about the Glow's affinity for Finn Balor? Because when he comes out, the timeline just be like, oh my God.
Okay, but here's the thing. He's like y'all over at Raw's version of like Nakamura. Like the music, the cinematography, the entrance gives him a lot. And plus also he's charismatic. And plus also he's handsome. And plus, also, he's, like, a good wrestler. So it gives him a little bit more than, you know. And then he's new. Like, he hasn't worn out his welcome like Dean has. Like, he hasn't been problematic like Seth. Some people are still holding that against him. Like, he's fresh. We like him.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And his little Speedos are small. We like that.
Mm-hmm. Creepcast.
You know, I had to get equal my mom in. Hey,
equal opportunity here at the WrestleCast. This is a creepcast safe space here on the WrestleCast. And in the live tweets as well. even though Jupiter Julep from time to time does get flags thrown. And Moto too. Moto's a little flag warranting creepcaster.
Really? Proud of her.
Critical moment here in this match. Tyler Breeze reaching out to the corner. Here comes Fandango. Fandango coming in southpaw. Now you can just see the intensity, a little bit more luster behind those blows for Fandango. Oh.
Trying to build momentum towards Sunday against the
Usos. Wow. That one connected. Here's the cover. And broken up there by Primo. And Tyler Breeze jumped through the ropes.
He's got Primo. Company.
Primo back over the top. Epico's legal. That's the tights. Had a hold of the tights, but a kick out.
Wow, it was close.
Uh-oh. Hold on a sec. And the Falcon Arrow. Cover here by Fandango, and Breeze Zongo has the win.
How about that?
Here are your winners, Breeze Zongo.
Hey, Breeze Zongo beat a very good Cologne team. Yeah, maybe it's their week. Maybe it's their time to be champions.
Oh, well.
5 days until Backlash. You want to be funny. You want to try to do it for the laughs. You want to try to do it for the retweets and the likes. You want to do it for the gram. But you know why we do this? We do this for this day. What is?
Yes, sir.
But role play, huh? Role play.
Yeah.
We did it. They got it. More like good guys and bad guys.
Hey, role play more like maybe cowboys versus Indians, right?
Nah, Oos is more. It's more like cops and robbers.
Nah, what about cops versus inmates?
Inmates, yeah. But how about we do this and just flip the script one quick, bruh?
This is not your precinct, cop.
Nah. Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary. And in 5 days at Backlash, the Usos are taking Breeze Dango to trial. Until then, Us, read them their rights. We have a right to remain vicious. Anything you say can and will leave you with stitches. We have a right to put your ass in a gurney. If you can't afford a gurney, one will not be provided for you. Now, do you understand your rights? No, because right now they feel goosebumps behind their neck, and they feel the goosebumps running through their body, and their head is on a swivel because they feel like somebody creeping behind you. No! It's not paranoia. It's a ooh! Oh!
Okay, so next up.
SmackDown. All right, this week's SmackDown is coming from Manchester, New Hampshire. Didn't know there were enough people in New Hampshire, but, you know, they get WWE shows too. So it starts off with Kevin Owens. He's introducing the new and improved highlight reel because the original host of the show will never, ever be seen again. Being Chris Jericho, he shows footage of the attack. And he says Jericho, the only list Jericho's on now is the injured list. he claims he's going to be AJ at Backlash. Styles says he can't believe Kevin would steal Jericho's show. Then he says in English that he would take the U.S. title back to the good old USA. And he wants a match and he wants it now, but then he's interrupted by Jinder Mahal. Mahal said he was supposed to be the guest on the highlight reel. He quotes Gandhi because SZA, and says that he would be AJ tonight and then Randy on Sunday. Owen says AJ would lose tonight and on Sunday. AJ jumps in the ring to go after Kevin, but Kevin bails out. And then AJ says he would win at Backlash and welcome Jinder into the ring for the AJ Styles highlight reel. And then their match is up next. So it's Jinder versus AJ with Kevin on commentary. The crowd chants USA because that's what they do. The Singh brothers are out there ready to interfere and, you know, distract. And their distraction allowed Jinder to hit a high knee for a two count. Some more things happen. AJ hits a Pele kick, a clothesline, a fireman's carry for a two count. He goes for the phenomenal forearm, but the Singh brothers distract again. The referee long enough for Kevin to hit him in the leg with the U.S. belt. Jinder follows up with a full Nelson slam for the win.
Never hit that
distraction. Jinder. Take a drink.
Hashtag Jinder gang.
Never hinder Jinder.
That's right. Nobody trains harder than Jinder Mahal.
Training, quote unquote. Okay, next is the Fashion Files. Fandango looks over some fashion felonies. Tyler walks in and is in disguise. He doesn't recognize him, and Tyler's like, dude, it's me. Tyler has more fashion felonies, including one for Baron Corbin, because he has three shirts and all three have wolves on them. Tyler holds up a Usos Day One ish shirt. Fandango reads it as Day One is H, and they're dumb, so they don't know what that means. Fandango calls Tyler your prince, Prince Pretty, the prettiest of all the princes. He says, thank you. They high five and they say that on Sunday they're going to be wearing the tag titles. Is it as funny as it as the other ones were? I didn't see the other ones to ever compare them. No? Yes? Ready? All right. So next is Breezango versus the Colognes. They're still just the Colognes. Fandango won via the Falcon Arrow. The Usos come out, cut a promo. The response to the Fashion Files is the Uso Penitentiary. Jimmy and Jay say Breezango are going to trial at Backlash. It's not paranoia. It's the Usos.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I really like the new way they do the promos where they like talk back and forth.
Yeah. Who's the one talking a lot, Jimmy?
I think so. Yeah. I can't tell. Even though, like, one is bigger than the other one now. I was never good beforehand, so.
One can talk. The other one really can't.
I'm pretty sure the talker is Jimmy. The fat one is Jimmy. I know that much. The one with gray in his beard is Jay. No. Whoever was talking, that I don't know. But anyway. Next is. How'd you leave the call and you're right here? Anyway, next is.
It's magic.
I'm telling you, man. Technical difficulties. Okay. Shane introduces Natalia, Carmella, Tamina, and Miss James Ellsworth for a contract signing. He calls them the welcoming committee. Charlotte, Becky, and Naomi come out separately because Naomi gets her own. Natty calls them pathetic, and they would prove just who is the best there is, was, and ever will be, because there's a tag team match is really what it is at Backlash, so that's what the contract signing is about. Becky says there was no chance she was joining their goon squad. and she looks forward to slapping them all in the face at Backlash, including Miss Ellsworth. Naomi said they should focus on the next hair appointment because she's snatching all they weaves bought, including James Ellsworth. And Charlotte said they've had issues with her ever since she debuted, but her team will solve the problem at Backlash, and then she's going to take the title from Naomi. And Naomi's like, well, bring it, bitch. And then Ellsworth, so, and, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, how's Naomi looking this time?
Looking like bae. She got individual braids. It's black with a little bit of green neon tips. It's real cute.
Did you see, she had done her braids rainbow colored at one point. I don't know if she still kept it that way.
Ooh, that'd be cute. I want rainbow colored braids. I'm going to try to when I go on vacation.
She has some blue ones. So she has like her whole head was like red and blue, but she had to take it out or something because something wasn't right with it. But she showed it on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, too.
I bet you it wasn't neon in the lights.
Probably.
I bet you it was just day glow. Anyway, Ellsworth interrupts, claims Becky wanted to be with him, biblically. But he had to throw cold water on her hot fire. He says Charlotte has no chance at him either because he was the prince to the princess of Staten Island. Then he tells Naomi that Carmella was coming for her title. Then Naomi grabs James and Carmella smashes her face against the table. And because of that, Shane books Naomi and Carmella in a fight right now. They happen. Ellsworth, tries to go for some distractions. They don't quite work. Naomi came back with some kicks, elbows, a jawbreaker. She goes to the top and Natty and Tamina distract her. So the ref tosses them out. They act like they're going to leave. And Charlotte and Becky kind of walk around with them like, yeah, bitch, go on, get out. But then they run back to start the fight. The ref allows the match to continue. Naomi hits Tamina with a dropkick, but the distraction allows Carmella to use a schoolboy for the win.
That was a double drinker right there because, like, you said distraction like three times. Then you said, and then you followed it with distraction.
Yeah, we're still playing the drinking game, but only if you can do so responsibly. I am not responsible if you have alcohol poisoning or, any of those things.
Please play the drinking game with beer, not with liquor.
No, not with liquor. Or maybe with liquor, just not straight liquor. Put some lemonade in your vodka.
What's the point of playing a drinking game with non-straight liquor, though?
I mean, you take shots when you play the drinking game?
That's what you do it. If I was going to... Well, when I'm drinking beer, I just take sips of my... Yeah, I see, I'm smart. I take sips of my beer when we play the drinking game.
Right. Yeah, I take sips of my alcohol. Well, my mixed drink, I should say.
Yeah, but if we played the drinking game, like, for sure, with alcohol, yeah, it would be shots.
Oh.
Hey, we're definitely, but not like one-ounce shots. We're definitely doing that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But not one-ounce shots, just like...
Yeah, just like
sippy shots, like...
Yeah, like a half... Like a half a shot glass, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to, detox for that whole month. My word. Okay. The New Day is still coming. Next is a promo from Zolf. He says he doesn't understand the hype about Shinsuke. I don't know if it's because he's Caucasian or what. He does some research and puts together a clip of Nakamura's accomplishments in the WWE, which amounts to a blank screen with a sign that says footage not found. Then he plays his own video package of career highlights, and he says none of his accomplishments will bring him more joy than spitting in the face of the people who turned on him and beating Nakamura before he even begins.
You know what I found out about this video package?
Hmm.
I really miss badass Dolph Ziggler. Like,
when he was Billy Gunn?
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, you know what? I actually like that. Yeah, I actually kind of like that Dolph Ziggler. Reincarnations away from that now. It's like, damn, he should bring that back a little bit.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at Mr. Ass.
Remember when he dyed his hair and everyone says, like, oh, he looks like Evan Bourne.
Oh, God.
When he was a Vicky.
Yeah. Yeah, you forget, man. He's had a lot of chances. He's just missing one little something. Because, I mean, he can wrestle. That's all. I think it's just his promo. I think it's just two wrestler guy.
Mm. I tend to think there's somebody in the back hindering him, kind of like he was gender.
Mm.
I don't know who that would be.
Well, sometimes, when you date a Bella and then you stop dating a Bella and she starts dating John Cena.
Yeah.
If you did something bad to that Bella, it could come back to haunt you.
What a coincidence. I mean, I don't know. I wonder what it could be. Anyway, listen. I love the Ziggles. I just you're not going to put him up against Nakamura and think I'm going to root for him. But in general, I stand. Anyway, Sammy's in the back telling Daisy Fuentes that he's been granted a match against Baron Corbin at Backlash. He says he doesn't know why Baron targeted him, but he's going to figure it out. Corbin knows he can't keep a good ginger down, and that's a threat to his ego. And then out of nowhere, see, and that's why you got to keep your head on a swivel, Samito, because out of nowhere, Baron Corbin levels him from behind. And he advises Sammy that he should just learn how to stay down. Otherwise, Corbin will put him down permanently. And if he had just kept his head on a swivel, these things wouldn't happen. But that's all right.
Can we have a small cast appreciation for Dasha, please? Thank you.
What about Daisy? She was looking pretty.
Yeah, creep cast moment, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, does Renee look like herself again yet, or no?
The little choker was like really like
sitting y'all nasty.
I don't know what this thing is with Renee and his hair. You know what I'm saying? I'm not used to her hair being the way it is, teased okay. out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm used to seeing her behind the desk all the time, and then mm-hmm. like she's out here in the open. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just weird.
She out in the world looking different.
Yeah.
All right. Bree and Daniel had their baby. They named it a horrible name.
Birdie.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is awful. But, you know, whatever. Congratulations. The announcers congratulated them on air. The next match, the main event of the night is Randy Orton's versus Baron Corbin. Not for the title, just to say they fought. The things, they happen. There's a headlock. There's an attempted RKO. Randy tosses Baron to the outside, but he jumps back in and nails him with the clothesline. Corbin blocks another RKO and he hits a deep 6-4-2 count. And then for the third time, Randy was able to hit his RKO for the win. Jinder came out afterwards, cut a promo, and then the Singh brothers jump Randy from behind. He gets the better of the three of them momentarily, but then Jinder jumps him from behind as he attempts to drape a double draping DDT on the Singh brothers. And then Jinder, they all beat him up, and then Jinder hits him with a full Nelson slam, and then Jinder poses with the title belt to end the show. And that is your SmackDown for the week.
Pretty decent.
Yeah. Ew. You know how there'd be ads at the bottom of websites?
Oh, gosh.
There's this one for toe fungus, and it's like, OD. Yeah. I apologize. I digress. Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Was it seeing the three brown men put the boots to All Lives Matter?
It was nice. It did do something for me, I must say. My favorite was, you know, I enjoyed seeing Naomi. I enjoyed watching her kick Tamina in the head. yeah, it was fun for me. Yeah.
Tamina's been looking real good, real like in that like auntie, like, you know,
auntie. But yeah,
like auntie, but she hasn't been wrestling, and I'm kind of mad.
Like, they probably just don't know what to do with her yet. Like, who would she fight, Becky?
No, give her some jobbers for a couple of weeks just to, you know, build her up, make her a monster.
You know they don't really be believing in jobbers like that.
They need to start. Save some of these matches for, like, things like pay-per-views for the first time instead of, like, giving it to us on Raw and then or SmackDown and then having, like, a stupid finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so what's up with your gummy bears? I mean,
what are we doing, out of 5 or out of 10?
Always out of 10.
I give them 8. It wasn't really 8, but I give them 8.
Even with Nakamura not being on there. Usually Nakamura gives them like a couple extra 2 or 3.
He does give extra points, for sure.
So you know Batlash is going to be like a 12 then.
I can't wait.
Yes. Again, this weekend, you guys can Twitter via the live chat. Says we've got a bunch of live chats going on Friday night, the UK show premiere, so you can check us out via the hashtag God Save the Cast. On Saturday, we have NXT TakeOver. You can chat on Twitter via the hashtag Cast TakeOver. Then on Sunday, it's Backlash. And of course, we have the always hashtag Say No to Pre-Shows and hashtag Backlash. So check us out on Twitter this Sunday, Friday, and Saturday as we'll be live tweeting all events on the WWE Network. So we're going to get into 205 Live. The show starts with an interview by Austin Aries. Austin says that he's going to beat Neville's lapdog. And Aries says that TJP will never get his title shot from Neville. And TJP will never be at the A-double level. So then we get Noam Dar in his lovely hair versus Grand Metalik. The ropes, but Noam Dar kicks his legs out from under him. Noam Dar follows up with his running kick, and he gets the win. Then we get highlights the last week of Akira Tozawa by the Brian Kendrick. They announce next week the two will have a street fight on 205 Live. Kendrick promo, where he says that the street fight plays right into his hands, and he hopes that Tozawa learned from the lessons that he has taught him. Then we get a video package showing us that Cedric Alexander will return next week. Next up, Mustafa Ali versus Tony Nese. Drew Gulak attacks Mustafa Ali on his way to the ring. Gulak yells at Mustafa Ali that he should listen to him. Gulak then runs Ali into the post. Then Ali gets rolled back into the ring, where Tony Nese hits Ali with the reigning Nese and gets the win. Promo, where he says it's time to get away from Alicia Fox and Noam Dar when a package comes for him. Rich plays it off and sends the package to Aria Daivari. Daivari thinks that they are his, that the package has his $2,500 sunglasses in it, but he doesn't open the box right away. So Jack Gallagher wants to open the box up. Daivari tells him to get away from his package and put his package down. When Daivari opens the package, it's a powder bomb. Daivari is pissed because all his brand new clothes are ruined. Then they show Mustafa Ali in the back getting loaded into the ambulance after the vicious attack by Drew Gulak and getting finished off by Tony Nese. Then we get our main event, Austin Aries versus TJP. After the ref sees TJP using the ropes when he had Austin Aries in the knee bar, he breaks the hold. Austin Aries then counters the detonation kick into a roll-up. Then Aries transitions from a roll-up into the last chancery, and TJP taps out. After the match, Neville attacks Aries. Neville locks in a heel hook. Until Jack Gallagher comes down and makes the save, Jack Gallagher uses William III to give Neville a thrashing, then sends Neville retreating after a big headbutt. Didi, you would have appreciated the beating he gave Aries with Jack, with William III. Because I know you like when he does the Americans.
Yes.
With the umbrella, yeah, you would have really liked to see him like beat somebody up with it. It was real like, who's a British, like Pink Panther, like if you've ever watched, like, was Pink Panther, Dr. Caruso type movies where he does all his fighting like in a gentlemanly style. It was great. I'm not really that much going on. It was like two matches. Noam Dar got another win. I like seeing the guy, even though his hair is kind of suspect right now. I don't know what they're trying to do with Daivari. I guess they're just trying to give him a storyline. Like, he's the rich dude, arrogant, kind of, you know, Middle Eastern playboy type deal. So maybe that'll get into like a real program at some point. The Mustafa Ali Drew Gulak thing is really gonna be really cool when they decide to pay it off and Mustafa Ali hits him with like the best 450 splash he's ever done in his life. So that should be pretty fun. And next week, Akira Tozawa and Brian Kendrick in that street fight. We'll see what DD's boy has up his sleeve, what type of heel tactics he's gonna pull out. Pretty sure he's working on something right now, dastardly, in the works for Akira Tozawa. So yeah, check out 205 next week because the street fight should be pretty fun. It's going to be the blow off of their long feud. So I expect it to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. Next up, we get NXT. Show starts with Bobby Roode. Comes into the building. He's got his little lackey behind him. He tells him, you know, he hadn't got it all day. We get Drew McIntyre versus Sean Maluta. Drew McIntyre gets the win with his Claymore, the running one-legged kick that he does. DD Sean Maluta is the Usos' cousins. So,
ooh.
Yeah, another one of the Samoan tribe. We get a Sanity promo on top of like some building or something where Eric Young accepts the challenge of Roderick Strong for this weekend at NXT TakeOver Chicago. Then we get a Hideo Itami video package that basically shows like when Hideo Itami first arrived with Kenta, and then it shows him changing his name into Hideo Itami. Then we get a United Kingdom title match video package. You know, shows the best of Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. Then we get a cool Asuka interview where she's riding in the back of the SUV coming to the arena, and they're asking her about Asuka Moon, Ember Moon, excuse me, and she's like, next question. They're asking her about the match this weekend. She's like, next question. They ask her another question. She's like, next question. Is this interview done? And then they pull up to the arena. She out. She's, you know, all happy, puts a smile on her face. She takes selfies with the fans, and, you know, but then when she walks away, she just, you know, just has a disgusted look on her face. So showing that he's two-faced and just has this arrogance about her. I like this new Asuka. It's real good. It's real good. Next we have is Lacey Evans versus Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville is like an MMA character. And she has like that persona where she has like the gloves and the MMA look. And Lacey Evans looks like a 1940s pinup model. Has kind of like an old school kind of vibe to her. Well, Sonya gets the win with the step up in Enziguri. Our main event, Cassius Ohno versus Sean Almas. Cassius Ohno hits Almas with two roaring forearms and gets the win, as they are calling him, you know, his initials, the King. Cassius Ohno. So at the end of NXT, we have Bobby Roode. He's in the ring. He just cuts a promo on Hideo Itami being often injured. Roode tells Itami that he's going to beat him at TakeOver, and Itami will have to explain to his kids that he's a failure. That brings Itami out. Roode tells him that he needs to calm down, slow down. He's got on a $5,000 suit. He's not trying to do anything physical. He's just out here cutting the promo. He needs to not interrupt him. So that brings Stephen Regal out, and of course he has security, and they try to talk Itami down. Roode, seeing the bear between them, then starts to take off his jacket and starts talking trash to Itami on the mic to the security guards, and Roode rolls through the ring out on the other side. Itami then begins to beat up the security guards. Itami beats up a couple of guys, then turns his attention to the third when Roode tries to attack him from behind. Itami then turns around in time. He begins to beat down Roode, and Itami ends up giving Roode the go to sleep to close. So that's how we go into NXT TakeOver this weekend with Hideo Itami leaving Bobby Roode stretched out, cold as a milkshake. So it's a pretty fun episode of NXT. He has kind of just building up for the weekend. Sonya Deville is pretty impressive. I think she might be able to go far just because she has a different look. The MMA is pretty cool. So we'll see. And Almas, even though he's losing a lot, he's getting over. I'm really starting to feel his character. He has really good matches, so he may actually be headed up to the main roster sooner than people think. But I think he's maybe starting to finally get it. So that's NXT for this week. Now we want you guys to do play our favorite game here on the WrestleCast of Who You Got. It's our sponsors. Go to CSPN.us. Click on the Support Our Sponsors banner at the top of the page. Go to Amazon. Just had Mother's Day. So that means that Father's Day is will be here for something for your pops. Get something that has his favorite team on it. Get him, like, you know, I don't know, an apron. It makes a grill. Nothing better than ties and socks this year for your pops. And do it through CSPN.us and Amazon. Do it today. All right, so right quick, we're going to preview the NXT TakeOver this weekend. Of course, like I said earlier, you can follow our live tweets this weekend using the hashtag CastTakeOver. So we're going to have Eric Young versus Roderick Strong. That should be a pretty good match. What do you think, Sam?
Wait, what I heard?
Eric Young and Roderick Strong. The matches for the TakeOver card we're going over. I said that should be a pretty good match.
Eric Young all the way.
I know, man. You have this bias against Pago for him, where his, like, mom shot his dad and shit, and then you might have had some different views on Roderick Strong's life and him as a wrestler.
He's still terrible. Sorry.
Okay. We got to have Pete Dunne versus Tyler Bate, and that's going to be for the Kingdom title. That probably might be match of the show. Match of the show right there. Those two guys are probably going to put on, and Jim Ross is going to call it, as we told you guys earlier in the news section. Next up, DIY versus the Authors of Pain for the NXT Tag Team titles, but this is going to be in a ladder match. If Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate don't steal the show, then this match will.
That's the last thing they need, is those two big Lucas up on a ladder.
I'm pretty sure they won't be doing much up on the ladders. I'm pretty sure they'll be doing a lot of catching. Next up, we have the NXT Women's Triple Threat match between Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Nikki Cross.
Aren't they, like, just brand new?
Yes, Ruby Riott and Nikki Cross are fairly brand new.
Hmm. Yeah, Asuka.
And then our main event will be the glorious champion, Bobby Roode versus Hideo Itami for the NXT title.
Bobby Roode.
Yeah, I think Bobby Roode's going to win too. So, the review of the NXT card. All right, DD, you're the defending champion.
You had a
stellar performance.
Sure.
During the big pay cast.
I did.
Your Who You Got picks were off the chart. You won by a large margin.
I did. Yes.
It's time to defend your title.
All right.
As it's time to play Who You Got for hashtag Backlash Matters. All right, so starting off, this doesn't, you're exempt. This pick doesn't count for or against you. Hashtag okay. Say no to pre-shows. Because we always know that You won't be seeing this match. It's the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English.
Ty Dillinger.
Okay. Sam, who you got?
Ty Dillinger.
All right. I'm going to go with Ty Dillinger as well. All right. So now getting into hashtag Backlash Matters. We've got Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan. Sam, who you got?
Well, I haven't been watching much, so I don't know like what's just going on, but pick. Luke Harper. Okay. Well, no, because like, I have to know what the story is that they're selling here.
So, the story of this match is creative has nothing for you.
Yeah, Luke Harper, because like, I don't see them doing anything with the Vintner.
Okay. Didi?
Luke Harper.
Who you got?
Luke Harper.
Clean sweep, Luke Harper. I don't even have to ask you who you have for this one, Didi, but the match is Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin.
Well, last month, going with what I wanted versus what I thought put me in the win, so I will keep that going, and I will pick Sami.
All right. Sam? Sami Zayn and Baron Corbin?
Well, it just depends on how much they're pushing Boring Corbin now these days.
Extremely. I mean, gender kind of got in front of him, but he's still in the mix.
Well, I guess Sammy, because, you know, just like can come a break. Poor guy.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. Sami Zayn as well, because, I mean, damn, he hadn't won anything since he's been on SmackDown. They got to give him something. He got beat up on SmackDown. He got beat up on SmackDown. He's had a rough like 3 weeks, month, so. Next up, we have Charlotte, Nebe, and Becky Lynch versus Natty, Tamina, and Carmella. Sam, who you got?
I guess I'll give it to the good guys only because that the welcoming committee, like, they, I don't know. I don't think they're too long for this world.
All right. Miss Didi, your name?
I go where Naomi goes. So.
And I'll make it a clean sweep. I agree.
Ain't going to be no winner.
Right. Next up, we have, for the SmackDown Tag Team titles, we have Usos versus the Fashion Police, Breezango.
Usos.
All right. Didi, who you got?
I actually think Breezango and them are going to win, but I'm going to stick with my Samoans.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Usos as well. I think they going to get it at least for a little while longer. All right. The reason why everybody came. Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler.
Nakamura.
Yeah, I think everybody's got the same answer here. You think they're going to have the violin guy out? They got to have the violin guy out, right? They got to make this as big as like a WrestleMania almost, since they've done had like a straight 6 weeks of just building him up.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. The violin guy would be nice.
Yeah, they got to do that. All right. Potentially WWE's Match of the Year, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles for the United States title.
This might be where we finally diverge.
Well, AJ Styles did lose to Jinder, so.
Sam, who you got?
I don't know. Kevin Owens.
All right. Didi Jeanne.
I'm trying to go for the win here, so I got AJ.
Damn it. Yeah, I think AJ is going to win as well. Even though this Kevin Owens Face of America thing has been really good. And our main event, All Lives Matter, Randy Orton versus the Maharaja, Jinder Mahal.
Jinder with shenanigans.
Okay. Didi, who you got?
Same.
I'm going to say All Lives Matter keeps it for one more stretch, and then maybe Money in the Bank is when they'll get it off of him. So, all right, and there you have it.
All right, well,
this edition of Who You Got for hashtag Backlash Matters.
As your official Who You Got accountant, this is all going to come down to two matches. So,
okay, which are
it'll be a nail biter. We all agreed on everything except for Owens and AJ and Randy and Jinder. So. Okay. We will all win or fail within a 2-point status of each other.
Yeah, should be fun.
It'll be a nail biter. No runaways this month.
All right, so that's basically all we've got for that. So you guys tell us who you think. We'll probably put up a Twitter poll tomorrow, Friday, and have it up through the weekend so you guys can play who you got through the Twitter polls on Twitter. So follow the WrestleCast at the WrestleCast, and you guys will be able to see that.
Yay.
So, Sam, anything cool, indie wrestling going on in Texas now?
I have not watched wrestling since I've been on the show.
Oh, so you've been just a workaholic like Greg, huh?
Yeah, there you go. I've been Jamaican for this past few months.
Well, that's the best you can do in Trump's America. It's hard out here.
Right?
It's hard out here if you got melanin in your skin, man. It's hard out here.
Okay.
So.
Oh, there was a really rude joke about ice that I could have made, but I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just glad you're still here is really what I'm getting at.
Gosh. He's a citizen.
I mean, listen. In Trump's America, you can never be too sure.
This is true, because they've been like having like at least two or three stories a week on the news here in North Carolina about people getting deported or getting sent to these detention centers. And
for sure. They're getting them Louisiana, out of here. That's
Georgia true. And all these different places. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy that called ICE on himself? He had enough. He was like, I want to go back.
Well, hey. Better to do it on somebody else's dime than your own, I guess.
Right.
So, got any shout-outs for us, Sam?
Yes, I do have a few. I'd like to shout-out to Lady Nikki on Twitter. Follow her. She does some cool Twitch streams and stuff like that. Really nice, really cool young lady. And she's the queen of the pops. Like, she has many, many pops. You should check them out. Not cheap pops like McFoley, but like Funko Pops.
Oh, Funko Pops. Those are adorable.
Yeah. See, shout out to you guys for having me on here. Shout out to Classic and Greg. And who else can I give a quick shout out to? Who's been keeping me sane on the Twitter machine lately? Let me see. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, shout out to Azali, our girl Azali, and Savannah Evans on Twitter as well. My boy Cabana Man Dan. Had no idea that Azali was and Cabana Man Dan were wrestling in the same promotion lately. No clue until I saw somebody post about it on Twitter. And see, shout out to Don. Have you seen this young lady, Kiera Hogan?
No, I haven't.
I will show you some pictures later, sir.
Okay. Is he one of the women?
The Women of Honor? Yes. Is she? She might be. Yeah. No, that's Kelly Klein. Okay. Kelly Klein is one of the Women of Honor.
Okay.
Kiera Hogan might. Oh, you know what? She was at one of the Women of Honor seminars, so she might have been signed already. I'm not sure. But anyway, so let's see. Who else can we shout out real quick? That's pretty much it. Shout out to the Priscilla Kelly out there doing her thing as well. Yeah, she was doing her thing on the Indies for a minute, and then she actually popped up on Shine. So I was she was on Shine, but she popped up on she popped up on Evolve. Nice. So you know, Evolve is that next step,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So because I didn't get to talk about it, shout out to Janela Spring Break. Don, did you see this?
I did not.
This was the craziest, weirdest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Like it ended literally at 2 a.m. in Tampa time.
Wow.
It was like this crazy mix of all these. Like it happened during Mania weekend. It was Joey Janela versus Marty Jannetty. Weird match where, like, the commentary was just making Marty Jannetty jokes the whole time. You're like, what's the first thing Marty Jannetty says after waking up from a drunken stupor? One of them was like, where am I? Another one is like, how did I get here?
Yeah, I was about to say, did he actually stay conscious through his whole match?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's known for getting blackout. Yeah,
like, no, Joey Janela was, like, making fun of him the whole time. He was like, he said he started a Patreon so he can hire Marty Jannetty. He said he raised $30. And with the rest of it, he went to Jack in the Box. But yeah, it was Glacier was there, your boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the what happened was that they had overbooked, and so they decided to make a big rumble, and they called it the Clusterfuck. And Glacier showed up, and they hit the Mortal Kombat music.
Nice.
And, he went up against Ethan Page. And Ethan Page started doing like these video game moves, like the Mortal Kombat moves, like the jump up and down and the sweep the leg and everything. It was pretty funny. And Dink the Clown was also there as well. a few of the characters from Chicago, like Jarvis Cockbelly, he was there as well. But yeah, like it was a really weird show. But like, yeah, if you're ever so inclined, go check out Janela Spring Break. Strangest, weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. Oh, and also Dan Severn was there too. He took on Matt Riddle.
Nice.
So yeah, check that out.
Yeah, you think Matt Riddle's gonna be in it? Do you think it's just gonna be independent or ROH?
I think he's just gonna be an involved dude for the rest of his career.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he has a lot of charisma, but unless he joins like the Hype Bros or something, I don't see him doing anything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, his style isn't really WWE friendly either, the way he wrestles. Right.
It was kind of crazy because like the Evolve show before media, freaking what's his name? The guy that just came back, Drew Galloway.
Mm-hmm.
So Drew Galloway was at the show. Drew McIntyre. Drew Galloway was at that show. He beat up Matt. Oh, he put Matt Riddle through a table. Pretty nasty.
Nice.
And then he made a long and passionate speech about how he loved independent wrestling and how he loves the indies and how he's never going anywhere and all this. Next night he shows up on fucking NXT. I was like, screw you, Drew McIntyre.
Got a place to your fam. You got a place to the crowd in the building that night.
Right, exactly. So yeah, Joey Janela Spring Break. Go check it out. Weird stuff. Let's see. That was pretty much. I saw some Evolve shows, and I saw like the Ring of Honor show where like the Hardys against what's it called? The
Young Bucks. Young Bucks. You finally saw it, huh?
Well, I see what happened. I just didn't get to talk about it.
Oh, the Young Bucks were on Edge and Christian's podcast a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking the match and just some of the crazy stuff that they did. So that's really cool. Check out, listen to them, kind of talk to Edge and Christian about being in a ladder match and doing some of their old spots and the spots from the old ladder match, whatever. So, yeah, that was a really cool interview.
I was just really surprised that, like, at the induction that at the Hall of Fame induction, Jim Cornette just didn't start going in on Kenny King with a live mic.
Come on, man, Jim Cornette.
I know, man. I know. I'm just being funny.
He's in business to do business. He must get the Midnight Express in there.
Piece of shit.
That's all he's got. Went in on somebody, he would have been went in on Kevin Owens. He would have, you know, Kevin Owens was just a fat piece of hard headed, wouldn't give a got about anything I had to say. But I guess when you're making millions of dollars,
oh, he really dislikes Kenny King.
Yeah, he doesn't like Kenny Omega either. He's not really
cool. He doesn't like he doesn't like Joey Ryan. Like he did you hear it on his podcast, he said that he met Joey Ryan and they just did the limp handshake and that was it.
Yeah, he doesn't like Kevin Dunn either.
Oh yeah, Bucky Beaver.
Yeah. Jim Cornette, got a low. Dee Dee, shout outs, miss.
I'm gonna keep it short. Shout out to Mel because Mel always gets shout outs. And then shout out to Gordon and Sarome. They performed at DC Draft House tonight or yesterday night, depending on when you're going to hear this, a couple nights ago. And Mike Brown came down, part of the Decepticomics, to celebrate the second anniversary of something. And just, you know, congratulations to them because they're about to be famous and we get to say that we know them. So that's fun. So yeah, shout out to them.
All right. I'd like to give a shout out to Siege because she was on a podcast again this past week.
Yeah.
That's always cool to know that Siege is out there blessing people with her majestic voice. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody here on the CSPN that grinds every week, providing the content for everybody from Comic Book Chronicles to Crown and Collards to Notes. Like to give a shout out, of course, to my co-host, the Caster Strong Style, Moto. Also, follow the Twitter account for Caster Strong Style, as we have a Twitter account now. It's at Cast Strong Style. So it's basically the Twitter, the show name, but without the of in there. And you can also send us feedback at casterstrongstyle@gmail.com. So if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with me and Moto. You can have a rant or rave for Moto. She's welcoming to all theories that everybody has about New Japan Pro Wrestling. Check us out this weekend. Like I said, Friday, hashtag God Bless the Queen. If you're going to watch the UK show, NXT Saturday night, hashtag NXT is going to be Cast Takeover. And then on Sunday, we're going to have, as always, Say No to Pre-Shows because DD Jonay is the greatest. And hashtag Backlash Matters starting at 8 p.m. So, join us for one, join us for all. Come have fun. Talk pro wrestling. Wins of the WrestleCast. Sam, anything else you want to say before we get out of here, man? Since we haven't heard from you in a while?
I have nothing.
All right. On that note, for Samuel Colunga, Didi Jonet, I'm Don De Laurentiis. You've been listening to the WrestleCast, episode 134. Stay tuned for the parting promo.
Welcome to the new and improved highlight reel with your new host, the new face of America and your United States of America champion, Kevin Owens. And I am taking this show over because its original host will never, ever, ever be seen again.
Wow. Well, Kev, I watched you steal Chris Jericho's everything for over a year, his thunder for over a year, and I didn't think you'd stoop to as low as stealing his show.
I didn't steal anything, AJ. Everything Chris Jericho can do, I can do better, and that includes beating you. Let me ask you, though, what the hell are you doing here, huh? Do you honestly think I would ever invite you on my show?
This Sunday, I'm going to beat you for that United States Championship. And I'm bringing it back to the good old U.S. of A.
What are you doing here? The Maharaja is supposed to be the guest on Kevin Owens' highlight reel.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's supposed to be my guest, but you, like a true, rude American, you come out here, you interrupt me, you stick your nose where it doesn't belong. My guest was Jinder, so that he could talk about what's going to happen in his match for the WWE Championship on Sunday at Backlash.
What's going to happen at Backlash is exactly what happened last week on SmackDown. And all of you Americans will be bowing down at the Maharaja's feet when I become WWE champion.
Hey, you know what? Maybe you should focus on tonight, or you may not make it to Sunday night. You ever thought about that?
In order to find yourself, you must first lose yourself. And you will find yourself in nothing but agony in battle, as you will lose, just like Randy Orton will lose at Backlash.
Did you hear that, AJ? You're in for a rough week, buddy. Tonight you're going to lose to Jinder, and Sunday you're going to lose to me.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Styles of the Lord, wait till Sunday.
Yeah, you run. You run while you can, because you won't be running anywhere Sunday night when I take that championship from you. But tonight is about me and you, Jinder, so why don't you get in here and we'll start the AJ Styles Highlight Reel.